Denver, do you want to read the prayer, the invocation?
Sure, I don't mind. Good. Lord, I thank you for letting us come together tonight and doing our best to make good decisions for our school district. I pray you bless us with wisdom. May we honor you in all the decisions that we make. And Lord, I just pray you bless our school, keep us safe. Help us to serve the students, the staff, and our community to the best of our abilities. We love you, Lord, and we thank you for tonight. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen.
Forum, we'll move on to consent agenda items. Did everybody get a chance to look over that? It's been a motion by Jason. Do I have a second? Benita, all those in favor?
Aye.
All opposed? Motion carries. I guess we'll skip the principals.
Yes, they're in the basketball game. So I'll hit some of ours, or I can do mine. I can do the AD part as well. We replaced right before the Christmas break three of our hail damaged vehicles. We purchased two Nissan Armadas and then one Nissan van. It's a half ton or a full ton van. I think I made y'all aware of that before we got out, but I just wanted y'all to be aware of that. We think they're going to be good additions to our fleet, and we're happy with those. During that same storm that caused the damage to our roofs and our vehicles, it also damaged our lights at the football stadium, and we will get money from that from insurance. We're looking at doing a retrofit on those lights. Those are probably 60, 70 vintage lights when they came out, so we'll go back with some LEDs. It should
be.
Are they not?
I don't know. They were up when I was in high school.
That was in the '70s?
The lights?
Getting those lights up. Well, I know Hewlett was here.
Replace the bulbs?
They're mercury vapor, so they're, yeah, okay.
The holes up now.
I did not know that. Well, they're older, so I didn't mean to assume, maybe, but because they're mercury vapors, yeah, they're right. Just, they're older lights. But these will be much brighter. They'll use a lot less electricity. They'll be better. So they'll be looking at doing that, you know, in the next, you know, month to 2 months. We did have success repairing the basketball scoreboard. For those of y'all, which I know all of y'all come and watch games, we had not been able to keep track of home fouls and team fouls and then individual fouls. The circuit boards had gone out. Our HVAC folks that are also looking to do our lights, they found those circuit boards. They replaced them during Christmas break, which we're very grateful. They also did enough, I think, to get our football scoreboard through another year, you know, which, again, we're trying not to spend, you know, money whenever we don't. The next place they're working on is our baseball scoreboard. That one should not already need to be repaired, but it seems like with everything, newer things, electronics just aren't built to last. He's going to try to work on that and fix it. No guarantees if he can't. That's going to be something we're going to have to replace. I do have some money that was designated for replacement of a bus that I put aside that we'll just pull from that. So I have money if we have to do that. I don't want to do that, and that's going to be just in case we can't repair it. But we really can't go through another season without having a functioning scoreboard. So.
Is there any chance that we might want to talk to community businesses and see if they want to help do that?
Well, we did, and last time, First United Bank actually paid for it. Now, I don't know if they might do that again, you know. I mean, yes, and we've had great support in having them, you know, from everything from uniforms to other things. I've seen some of the signs that we have up, and so, yes, that's a possibility. It's just...
Because it is 10 years old, right? Did we start basketball 2000, in 2016?
Yeah, exactly. It's 10 years old. Yeah, yeah. 2016 is when we started. So now it would be 10 years old.
I bet you would have several. I would think you would have at least a couple, if not several, that would want.
Oh, we would welcome that. That would be great. So, again, we're trying to fix it. We just have to, you know, if we have to pivot, we just don't want to not have a scoreboard. But, yes, they actually paid for it the last time. Mm-hmm. So, yeah.
Were they running about 15, 20?
That's 20 is kind of what I had and what it would cost to replace it. So
I was looking up one time.
Just like, how many kids you gonna have that's gonna be able to play baseball? Who gonna have enough to play or not?
That's
well, I was talking about the football. I was talking about the football one.
Oh, okay. Yeah. The football one, we pulled that out of Lowry, as y'all are aware, over 15 years ago. We've been very blessed for it to last as long as it had. It should never have lasted this long, but if we're not trying to replace it, we don't have to, so yeah. We can keep making it work. We'll keep making it work, but at some point, it's they retired it 15 years ago for a reason, in Lubbock, so. Let me see. We also have to finish making repairs to all the teacher houses that were hail damaged and our home ec. So that storm, for any of y'all that had it damaged, received damage, I know even for my own home, we're still trying to get that thing scheduled to get the repairs, done on it. And it's just, I don't know that I've seen a storm that's taken this long for, companies to catch up to do the repairs, but we're aware of that. Yes, they're going to come back and get that done, but it just hadn't been done yet. The high school gym was a priority because of the potential to the interior damage, and we did get that done, but we have to finish the rest of them. So, and then as far as just the AD report, that we have we began district basketball just prior to getting out for Christmas break, and now we're in, as y'all are aware, because of playoffs. They offset 2 to 3 weeks, the boys and the girls playing. Now they've caught up, so now the girls and the boys are playing on the same night. So yes, I'm sorry. That's actually on the agenda items. Yes, ma'am, it should be at the very last one.
Okay.
Yeah. But I can sure talk about that, yes.
I know. Do we want to stay in order, or do you want to go ahead and do the election stuff?
I think if y'all are comfortable with that, go ahead and do that. That might be easier than I can step out and I'll have the closed session. So.
Okay, you want to talk about how this is going to be a little different than last year? How we do this?
Yes. I tell you, as I get older, I like change less and less. I think maybe it's true for a lot of people. And the reason why I'm saying this, we have a person for years and years that has helped us with the elections through Underwood Attorneys. She retired this last year, and now they're doing it differently, which is fine. I mean, there's nothing wrong with doing it differently. So this person is having a split up part of what we'll do this month and next month. It really doesn't matter. They wanted to make sure there was some concerns on the translation from English to Spanish that maybe we did not have had that properly done. So instead of taking a chance, they're having it looked at again. So about half of it will be on this month and the other half, because as y'all recall, anytime that we set up the election, there's so much for y'all to do, from the joint election, the days, the officials, all of those things. There's just quite a bit of it. So this year we have two positions that are open. Tammy, it would be your position, and Trent would be yours. So just so y'all are aware of that, those are the two positions that are open. So.
And these next six items, we need the motion to read as typed.
Yes. So what we'd need is anyone would like to make the motion, but just read it, because it's got to be the same as it is.
Okay. On the Spanish version too.
No, she'd have to do the Spanish.
just say move to consider possible action with general election and two at-large positions. And that's it. Yeah, you do. Okay, but motion by Benita. Is there a second? Tammy. All those in favor?
Aye.
All those opposed? Motion carries. Okay, item two.
All right.
And Jason.
I move to consider board approval of notice of order of general election and early voting and for election day.
Is there a second?
Yes.
Second by Trent. All those in favor?
Aye.
All those opposed? Motion carries. Item three.
I move to consider possible approval of
resolution to have a joint election on May 2nd.
Okay, motion by Tammy, is there a second? Second Jason, all those in favor? Motion carries.
Okay, I'll make the motion to consider and possible approval of joint election agreement with city.
It's been motioned by Trent, is there a second? Second by Benita, all those in favor? Those opposed, motion carries. Okay, oh, we skipped five, it's on to six.
Is that one of the ones that's coming back later?
Yeah, probably.
Consider appoint Yvonne Lehman as election administrator.
It's been moved by Jason, is there a second?
I'll second.
Second by Tammy, all those in favor? Motion carries.
Next, it says adjourn.
All right, I'll speak up.
Sure, so the last thing we have on our consent agenda item is the safety and security audit. On December 3rd, we had our auditors come out and they do a hands-on inspection of the physical plant. They walk through, they check all the doors, they line up everything in the physical plant that has to be in compliance with a number of changes and updates in the law. And the particular day that they came, which y'all may recall, it got moved back a couple times. I don't know if y'all remember that or not, but it fell on the day we were hosting our basketball tournament, which is not, if you had to pick a day you wouldn't want them to come, that would be it. But you can certainly find, you know, where you might have doors open or people opening doors that you wouldn't normally want them to open to go through. But the report is here. This is a confidential report. You're welcome to look at it anytime. I didn't send it out in an email because of that. There are definitely some findings in there that I'm not going to speak to publicly. I'll answer any questions. We are working on those. Nothing of this, they're mostly physical issues that we've got to address and do and get corrected, which we are aware of. But that's, you'll see some. They take pictures. It's very thorough and very detailed. And again, for security reasons, I won't go into where some of those are at. But we are aware of them. We are working on them.
Keep looking, you're good.
You can summarize for all of us.
Not that one. You have to learn sign language real fast.
Appointed group leader.
So we have to do anything on that?
Just approve it, and then there's a sheet that y'all have to sign off on. At the end, I know sometimes it's easy to get out of here, but because of the things that y'all, the motions y'all made for the election, there's one document that all the board has to sign, so we just want to make sure that we get your signature on that if we can.
Right.
Yeah, we can send that down. They can do that now. We've already made the motion.
Do we want to multitask and go into closed session and talk about renewing Denver's while we pass that around and look at it?
Sure. Yeah, and if y'all want, when you come out, you can vote to approve it. Yeah, you could do that. Sure.
No, I mean it's whatever. Then we could talk about it.
Yeah, that's exactly right. So.
We're going to go to closed session. If we have a motion, I think so. Can you, sorry, is there a second?
Second.
By Jason, all those in favor?
Aye.
All opposed, motion carries.